Vancouver Island's luxury real estate has never looked better than in these warm summer days. We took a looky-loo at the island's most expensive, and aspirational, home listings. Check out our countdown of the island's current top 10 on the MLS, as of August 1, 2018.10. Saanich Inlet. $7,900,000. A West Coast-style home on the Saanich Inlet. This house boasts an interior totem pole by the late, great Chief Tony Hunt. Listing agents. Murray K. Lawson, Deborah Piper. Image via Rua Sprawling, 16.45-acre, forested parcel on Saanich Inlet. This property boasts what the listing calls, unparalleled privacy. The south-facing residence is in a typical West Coast design, built in 1993, and has the privilege of featuring an interior totem carved by renowned First Nations artist, the late Chief Tony Hunt. The 6-bed, 10-bath house has more than 8,900 square feet of living space with vaulted ceilings, with every room, including the garage, enjoying views of serene Saanich Inlet. The home was made for entertaining and leisure, with expansive patio and deck areas, manicured grounds, an indoor pool with swim jets and water features, and two wet bars. The 840-foot shoreline has a private cove, foreshore license with a 49-foot deep water dock, marine ways and an oceanfront studio. There's also a self-contained caretaker, guest loft, equals 8. Uplands, Victoria. $8,500,000. This 1990s-built gated residence, with 90s interiors to match, has private access to the beach and stunning ocean views. Listing agents. Callahan O'Connor, James Liu. Image via REW. One of two Uplands estates in these rankings, this is a gated, 1990s custom-built, oceanfront home with more than 9,000 square feet of living space. The interior is designed for entertaining, according to the listing, and all principal rooms have sea views. There's a chef's kitchen, dining room, large living room with fireplace, office and family on the main floor. Upstairs has three bedrooms including a large master suite, and the lower floor has another family room, recreation room, media room, wine cellar, hot tub, and three more bedrooms. The 1.3-acre property has landscaped gardens, water features, patios and direct access to the beach. With its amazing ocean views and ultra-desirable location, the right buyer will hopefully be able to see past, or embrace, the elaborate 90s interior decor, equals 8. Blenkinsop, Saanich. $8,500,000. A large farm in central Saanich has nearly 32 acres and is ripe for redevelopment. Listing agent. Veronica Crea. Image via REW. The first of two farms on this list. This near 32-acre property in the Blenkinsop Valley ALR on the Saanich Peninsula has close to 20 acres of arable land. The existing home is on a hilltop overlooking the southern valley to the Olympic Mountains. The house has 5,979 square feet of living space with 7 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms, 6 sun decks and 2 patios. But of course, it is ripe for redevelopment, and the listing encourages the buyer to build your dream estate and bring your horses. The property also has a 10,000-square-foot barn with limitless options. 7. North Saanich. $10 million. This delightful ocean view home in North Saanich sits on 1.7 acres and is listed at $10 million. Listing agents. Logan E. Wilson, Winston Chan, Tricia Chen. Image via Realtor. CA. This very private, forested estate is set on 1.7 acres of oceanfront property. Living accommodation includes a 2002-built main residence, plus a separate two-bedroom guest house, a carriage house with caretaker suite, and a rustic, one-bedroom boathouse on the shore. The luxurious main house has three bedrooms including a large master suite with ocean view balcony, a huge great room with cathedral ceilings and gallery, a hexagonal dining room, a chef's kitchen, and luxury finishings throughout. There's also a smokehouse down by the water with an oceanfront deck. 6. Saanich Inlet, North Saanich, $10,250,000, Chateau de Lee, is a 9,700-square-foot French-style house, plus guest house and caretaker suite, sitting on a 6-acre waterfront property in Saanich. Listing agent. Peter Nash. Image via Realtor. Kane. The Saanich Inlet Pat Bay area of North Saanich is this oceanfront estate with a French-style mansion dubbed Chateau de Lee. Sitting on a 6-acre waterfront property, the main house has 9,700 square feet of living space plus a 2,136 square foot guest house and a 1,142 square foot caretaker's home above the 6-car garage. The elaborate main residence has 4 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, huge living and entertaining areas, vaulted ceilings, stone fireplaces, movie theater, games room and fabulous ocean views. The property has its own beach, as well as grand landscaped gardens, a park area with trees and an orchard with greenhouse that falls under the ALR, and is subject to ALR taxes. 0.5. Downtown Victoria, $10,799,000. One of 2 penthouses at the upcoming Customs House in Victoria. This unit has a huge roof deck with views of the Inner Harbour and Parliament Building. Listing agent, Ingrid Jerez. Image via Realtor. CA. This listing is the only condo in our rankings, and the only home not yet in existence. It's due to be completed in 2020. Described as the first home of its kind that Victoria has seen, penthouse number 702 at Customs House will have 4,422 square feet of ultra-luxury interior space, leading out to 1,500 square feet of rooftop patio with views of the Inner Harbour, the Parliament Building and Fairmont Empress. The home will have 3 bedrooms with en-suites, including a master suite with its own balcony, 10-foot ceilings, open concept living and dining, imported Italian cabinetry, Wolf, Sub-Zero appliances, and custom wine wall. 0.4. Central Saanich. $12 million. This home is one of 4 residences on what is described as one of the largest freehold properties on the Saanich Peninsula. Listing agent, Bill Walters. Image via REW. This farm with 4 separate houses is on 97 acres overlooking the Martindale Valley in central Saanich, and is described as one of the largest freehold properties on the Saanich Peninsula. The listing says, at the present time it is a working farm, raising heifer cows, hay crops from the fields and supplying landscape materials. The 4 homes take advantage of wonderful views of Martindale Valley and the ocean, and the main house is luxurious with updated finishes. 0.3. Metchison, Victoria, $12,888,000. The man-made Canyon River, straddled by this Marco Simsek-designed house, creates geothermal radiant heating and cooling. Listing agents, Logan E. Wilson, Brad McLaren, Glynis McLeod. Image via Realtor. Com. The third priciest property is this architecturally cutting-edge, 10,700-square-foot house designed by Marco Simsek. According to the listing, the award-winning home is cantilevered either side of an outdoor man-made canyon river, producing geothermal radiant heating and cooling. Located west of the capital, on the island's south coast between Victoria and Souk, the home sits on a vast, 67-acre oceanfront lot with 1,400 feet of shoreline and a private beach with Olympic Mountain vistas. The home itself has 6 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms and a host of unbelievably stunning architectural details and finishes. Seriously, click through to the listing to see the photos. Attached to the house is an uber-cool clear-walled swimming pool, as well as a boathouse with ramp. There is also a caretaker's cottage. You'll need a caretaker, for those 67 acres, a parking garage with hydraulic lift, and a tennis court. This innovative swimming pool is just one of a host of stunning architectural details in this home. Listing agents, Logan E. Wilson, Brad McLaren, Glynis McLeod. Image via Realtor.com. 2. Uplands, Victoria, $15 million. This 15,000-square-foot luxury home is the island's second most expensive as of August 1, but is priced at $100 per square foot. Listing agent, Kevin Singh. Image via Realtor. Com. Just north of Oak Bay on the Saanich Peninsula, in the Chi Chi Uplands neighborhood, is this 6-bed, 9-bath family home. Set on 2.5 acres of south-facing waterfront with more than 1,000 feet of seawall above rocky shoreline, the property also has its own sandy beach and amazing views of the ocean and Mount Baker. The luxury home has more than 15,000 square feet of grand living space, including a spectacular great room with 23-foot ceilings, indoor pool with vaulted ceiling and gallery, hot tub, movie theater, club room, private elevator and not just an office, but an office wing. There's also a guest house, in case there's not enough room inside for all your visitors. This Uplands home has a pool with vaulted ceiling and gallery. Listing agent, Kevin Singh. Image via Realtor.com. 1. Saanich. $18 million. This huge property in North Saanich is subdividable and has 1,500 feet of ocean frontage. Listing agent. Logan E. Wilson. Image via Realtor. Com. The existing house on this property is very modest, considering this is Vancouver Island's most expensive listing on the MLS right now. It's a 1983 built, four-bedroom house that is nice but not high-end. But the spectacular waterfront lot in desirable North Saanich, ripe for development, is what that price is all about. It is 24.57 acres of non-ALR land spread over two legal titles with 1,500 feet of ocean frontage, including a foreshore lease, deepwater moorage and private dock. The local community plan supports subdivision development with density between 48 single and 74 clustered lots. The listing describes it as the largest subdividable waterfront property on Pacific Northwest coast within 10 minutes of an international airport. So it's highly unlikely that house will stay standing under new ownership. The views from this North Saanich property, the island's most expensive MLS listing, are priceless. Listing agent. Logan E. Wilson. Image via Realtor.com.